Hello friends, welcome to vSchool. We are on the final chapter of this book, Mergers and Acquisitions, chapter number 20, a very special chapter. We are going to understand many things about a hostile takeover. This includes the meanings, the types, the strategies to make a hostile takeover, as well as the defensive strategies for a hostile takeover. First comes first, what is a hostile takeover? When a company attempts to take over another company, it is called a hostile takeover. A hostile takeover is a type of corporate takeover which occurs when a bidder acquires a target company by going directly to the target shareholder, bypassing the board of directors. This can happen when the board of directors of the target company does not want to be taken over, but the acquiring company is persistent. A hostile takeover can be effected through a tender offer, open market purchase, or any other means. What could be the reasons for a hostile takeover? Hostile takeovers can be hostile for a variety of reasons. The target company may feel that the acquirer is trying to take advantage of a situation such as a weak economy to get a bargain price for the company. The target company may also feel that the acquirer is trying to take control of the company without paying a fair price. Hostile takeovers can be hostile and dangerous process for a company. It is often used as a way to take over a company by another company or individual hostilely. Now let us look at the types of takeovers. We have already seen this in our chapter on takeover. Basically, takeovers can be of two types, hostile and friendly. In case of a hostile takeover, a company's management does not want to be acquired. However, in a friendly takeover, a company's management supports the acquisition. So these were the two types of takeovers we already discussed in the chapter on takeover. In this chapter, we are going to specifically focus on the hostile takeover. So let us understand the process of an hostile takeover. Hostile takeovers are typically done through a tender offer, in which the acquiring company makes an offer to buy shares of the target company at a premium to the current market price. The offer is usually made directly to the target company's shareholders. If the offer is accepted, the acquiring company will then attempt to replace the target company's management with its own. Friendly takeovers are typically done through a negotiated transaction in which the acquiring company and the target company's management agree on the terms of the acquisition. The target company's shareholders then vote on the transaction. If the transaction is approved, the acquiring company will then take control of the target company. An important question comes to our mind. Why have hostile takeovers become common nowadays? The number one reason is globalization of the economy. Globalization of the economy has made it easier for the companies to operate in multiple countries and to raise capital internationally. This has made it easier for the hostile bidders to find the financing necessary to make an aggressive offer. Number two reason why it has become common for a hostile takeover: growth of the private equity. The growth of private equity industry has also made hostile takeovers more common. Private equity firms are often willing to pay large premiums for the target companies, which makes them more likely to succeed in a hostile bid. Number three reason why the hostile takeover has become common nowadays: increased use of shareholder activism. Increased use of shareholder activism has made it easier for the hostile bidder to find support from other shareholders. And the number four reason why have hostile takeovers become common nowadays is the increased derivatives had made it easier for the hostile bidders to hedge their risk. Why the hostile takeovers are not advantageous for the acquiring company? There are various reasons for that. Number one reason is hostile takeovers are often expensive and the acquiring company may have to take on a large amount of debt to finance the takeover. Number two, hostile takeovers can be time consuming and distracting for an acquiring company's management, which may have to spend a lot of time and energy defending against the takeover attempt. Number three reason, hostile takeovers can create animosity and bad feelings between the employees of the two companies, which can lead to a decline in morale and the productivity. Number four reason, hostile takeovers can be bad for the image of the acquiring company and they make it difficult to win customers and business partners in the future. Now, let us look at the offensive strategies for hostile takeovers. There can be five types of offensive strategies for hostile takeovers. They are preemptive offer, number two, front-end loaded offer, number three, the reverse merger, number four, the tender offer, and number five, the proxy fight. Let us look at this one by one. The first one is the preemptive offer. A preemptive offer is an offer to buy a company before another company makes an offer. This type of offer is often made to prevent a hostile takeover. Preemptive offers are usually made at a premium to the current market price for the target company. This makes it more difficult for another company to make a competing offer. The next is the front-loaded offer. A front-loaded offer is an offer to buy a company at a price that is significantly higher than the current market price. This type of offer is often made to prevent a hostile takeover. Front-loaded offers are usually made at a premium to the current market price for the target company. This makes it more difficult for another company to make a competing offer. Now let's look at another offensive strategy, a reverse merger. In a reverse merger, a private company acquires a public company, and as a result, the private company becomes public. Reverse mergers are often used as a way for private companies to go public without going through an initial public offering. They are also often used as a way for companies to avoid the time and expense associated with an IPO. However, a reverse merger can also be risky. Going public can be complex and costly for a private company. For a public company, being acquired can mean giving up control of a company. Now, let us look at a tender offer. A tender offer is an offer to buy a company at a price that is significantly higher than the current market price. This type of offer is often made to prevent a hostile takeover. Tender offers are usually made at a premium to the current market price for the target company. This makes it more difficult for another company to make a competing offer. Next is a proxy fight. A proxy fight is a type of hostile takeover in which the acquiring company tries to replace the target company's board of directors with its nominees. Proxy fights are often initiated by activist investors who are unhappy with how the target company is managed. They may also be initiated by companies they are interested in acquiring the target company. Proxy fights can be an effective way to take over a company. However, they can also be risky. Acquiring company may be left with a large debt if the proxy fight is unsuccessful. So having understood the offensive strategies for hostile takeover, now let us look at the defensive strategies for hostile takeovers. And how many are there? Again, five. Number one, preemptive defense. Number two, leverage recapitalization. Number three, management buyouts. Number four, the employee stock ownership plans. Number five, the poison pill provisions. Now let us look at this one by one. The first one is the preemptive defense. A preemptive defense are measures a company can take to make itself ineffective to potential acquirers. One common preemptive defense is to increase the company's debt levels, which makes the company less attractive to the potential acquirers. Other preemptive defenses include adopting the poison pill provisions and giving employees an ownership stake in the company. Next is leverage recapitalization. Leverage recapitalization is a strategy a company can use to make itself unappealing to potential acquirers. In a leverage recapitalization, the company increases its debt levels and uses the additional debt to repurchase the shares. This makes the company unattractive to potential acquirers because it increases its debt-to-equity ratio and makes it less profitable. Next comes the management buyouts. A management buyout is a strategy a company can use to prevent itself from being acquired by another company. The company's management team buys out the company in a management buyout, and this makes the company less effective for potential acquirers because it makes the company privately held. The employee stock ownership plans are a strategy a company can use to make itself less useful to potential acquirers. In an employee stock ownership plan, the company gives employees an ownership stake in the company. The next is the poison pill provisions. Poison pill provisions are provisions that a company can adopt to make it more difficult or expensive for an acquirer to complete a hostile takeover. Poison pill provisions can include staggered votes and golden parachutes. Staggered votes make it more difficult for an acquirer to replace a company's board of directors. Golden parachutes provide incentives for a company's management team to resist a hostile takeover. Examples of hostile takeovers: Burger King's acquisition of Tim Hortons, Pfizer's acquisition of Wet, Kraft's acquisition of Cadbury, Comcast's acquisition of NBC Universal, and AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner. So friends, with this we reach a conclusion of this chapter. Hostile takeovers can be very detrimental to small businesses and MSMEs. The uncertainty and publicity surrounding a hostile takeover can damage the company's reputation and make it difficult to attract customers and partners. The new owners may also make changes to the company that is not in the best interest of the small business or MSME, such as downsizing or selling off the assets. There are several steps that small business owners can take to prepare for a hostile takeover. Thank you.